You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
Let's join Monsignor Philip Whitmore, who presents this week's musical meditation.
Some families are very gifted. Think of the Bach family with all those composers, or the Kennedy family with so many leading figures in politics, or the Bronte family, those three sisters who wrote such magnificent novels. If I had to single out the family who made the greatest contribution to writing hymns, I think it would have to be the Wesleys. You've probably heard of John Wesley. He founded the Evangelical Revival movement in 18th century England and America, which grew into the Methodist Church. But it was his less famous brother, Charles, who wrote most of the hymns, over 6,500 of them. I think that has to be a record. Wesleyan hymns were designed for evangelization. They taught Christian doctrine, they stirred up religious fervour, and they attracted new converts. Imagine hearing them sung with great gusto in large open-air gatherings. No wonder people came flocking.
Jesus, the name I love above, in heaven, earth, or sky, angels and men before his throne, and devils fear and cry, and devils fear and cry.
A good number of Charles Wesley's hymns are still sung today. One of the best known is probably this Christmas carol. Another is a well-known hymn for the Ascension. These are not the tunes the Wesleys themselves would have known. Many of the tunes were written much later. The tune for Hark the Herald was written by Mendelssohn, and it was the brainwave of a 19th century editor to match the tune to the words, giving us one of the best loved of all Christmas carols. Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise uses a Welsh tune, again written during the 19th century. But the hymn I want to focus on today is normally sung to a tune written by Charles Wesley's grandson, Samuel Sebastian Wesley. Hymn writing certainly ran in the family. Charles Wesley's son, Samuel, was quite a distinguished composer in his own right, but his son, Samuel Sebastian, is the one better remembered nowadays. The name Sebastian was given him in honour of Johann Sebastian Bach, head of another great musical family. Samuel Sebastian worked as organist in a number of Anglican cathedrals during the 19th century. While he was at Hereford Cathedral, he wrote one of his best-known works, the anthem Blessed Be the God and Father. Hereford is the name of the tune that Samuel Sebastian Wesley wrote for his grandfather's hymn, O Thou Who Camest From Above. It's an excellent hymn to sing at a confirmation or an ordination, because it calls on the Holy Spirit to come down and kindle a flame of sacred love in our hearts. There are echoes of St. Paul's second letter to Timothy as we sing, Still let me guard the holy fire, and still stir up thy gift in me. The final goal of the Christian, though, is the union with God which awaits us at our death. We sing of the acts of faith and love which nourish us spiritually in this life till death thy endless mercies seal, and make my sacrifice complete.
You're listening there to a programme which is part of a series by the title of Music to Watch Angels By, a heavenly hymn book compiled by Monsignor Philip Whitmore. Monsignor Whitmore is a music historian who's currently rector of the Venerable English College here in Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.